Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello. Podcast Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to episode 123 of The 80%. For the human life cycle, we go through the stages of infancy, childhood, puberty, adulthood, and old age. For our financial life, we also go through a similar cycle. Stages that describe who we are and what should our priorities be when it comes to our investments. The five financial stages is what I'll share with you today. So, are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte. I'm a registered financial planner and the host of this podcast, where we talk about the mindset, habits, and strategies you need to achieve financial success. Thank you for tuning in, and now on to the show. I am often asked, at what age should you start investing? Laging tinatanong yan, lalo na ng mga young urban professionals and even yung mga university students kapag nagtutok ako sa mga colleges. And as I always say, the answer is as early as possible. So doing so not only maximizes your investment earnings, but more importantly, brings you closer to the end of the finish line, which is achieving financial freedom. Furthermore, it's important to realize that investing is a skill. Thus, you need to hone it so that you can get better at it through time. I think it's not enough na sinasabi nating you should invest as early as possible. Kasi mayroong preparation before you can invest. You should first have financial protection. That's very important. Because pag nag-i-invest ka, you're committing your money for the long term. And kapag mayroon kang unexpected expenses, hindi naman pwedeng kukunin mo yung pera mo sa mga investments mo. Dahil minsan, when markets are volatile, baka palugi mo pa siya makuha. And it's also important to realize that, as I've mentioned, investing is a skill. So parang pagluluto, pagsasayaw, pagkanta. Sa umpisa, hindi ka magaling. Pero as you learn more, as you apply yung mga investing strategies na natututunan natin, ay mas nagiging magaling ka pumili ng investments at mas gumagaling ka sa pag-manage ng portfolio mo. To guide you on your investing journey, here are the five stages of your financial life cycle and the corresponding investment goals you should have for each stage. Stage 1 is orientation, where you are an eager beginner. Ayan, naaalala ko pa yung panahon na bagong graduate, I first started earning my own income, my own salary. Talagang magastos ako, but also at the back of my mind, meron ding nagnanag na, oh, mag-invest ka na. Ideally, they are the young urban professionals in their 20s. The stage when your financial goals should be to save money and to make it a habit. Siyempre, anong ipang i-invest mo kung hindi ka marunong mag-ipon? Tama? And to invest in knowledge and learn about investing to increase financial literacy. So this is really the time where your investment is first in yourself. Mag-invest ka muna sa knowledge. Habang nag-aaral ka, pinag-aaralan mo yung mga iba't ibang klase ng investments, you are also starting to save. Para pag handa ka nang mag-invest, meron ka na rin pera na pang-invest. Stage one is yung orientation mo to the world of finance, your orientation to the world of investing. Once you're over stage one, you enter stage two. Stage two is exploration, where you become an investment apprentice. So people in their late 20s to mid-30s, if you're in this stage of your life, then your goals should be, number one, to gain real experience in various investments from low, medium to high risk investments, and to develop the skill to choose the right type of investment that will best serve one's financial goals. So yung late 20s to mid-30s, dito tayo yung medyo nagsiseryoso na sa buhay natin. Dito na yung nag-iisip na mag-asawa. Dito tayo nagsisimula na mangarap na bumili ng sariling bahay, sariling kotse. Dito rin tayo nagbabalak na probably decide if we are going to stay in our chosen field or career or explore entrepreneurship or shift to another profession. So yung mga plano natin sa buhay, yun din actually yung magdi-dictate kung saan tayo mag-i-invest. Syempre, a lot of our long-term goals, we will need to save money to be able to afford yung mga gusto natin gawin, gusto natin bilhin. And after learning all about the different types of investment, this is the best time to dip our toes into the water. Dito tayo nagsisimula mag-invest. Pwedeng hindi pa ganun ka sophisticated yung ating investment analysis, but ang important is matry mo. Makapag-open ka ng investment account. At the very least, meron kang stock market account. And put money in various investments na from low to medium to high risk. Siguro dapat meron ka ng time deposit, meron kang money market fund, and then you've explored yung mga iba't ibang klaseng mutual funds and even have some stock market investments. So after stage two, you go to stage three. Stage three is the accumulation stage, or where you become a wealth builder. So mid to senior management employees in their late 30s and 40s. During this time, your investment goals should be to optimize and maximize returns from savings and investments, and to prioritize wealth accumulation and focus investments for one's retirement goals. So by the time that you reach your late 30s and 40s, I hope that you have already achieved a lot of your financial goals. Nakabili na kayo ng kotse, if ever that's one of your dreams. You are able to buy your own home, again, if that is one of your goals. Nakapag-aral naman ng mabuti yung mga anak mo, napag-aaral mo sila. And during this time, medyo na perfect mo na yung iyong investing strategies. Nakahanap ka na ng investing strategy na nag-fit sa personality mo, and natutunan mo na rin na kapag ganito yung goal ko, dapat dito ako mag-i-invest. Once you are able to really find the best investment strategy that will fit your personality, papasok na tayo dun sa accumulation stage. You just continue what you're doing. You just try to be consistent with your investing strategies. Kasi ang goals natin, magsishift towards retirement. Hello everyone, let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to tell you about a free financial coaching video that you can watch online. It's called The Secret to Saving and Building Your Future, and it's presented to you by the IMG Wealth Academy. This video will teach you the proper way to save money, and you'll also learn the 6 steps for building a strong financial foundation.
If you're interested to watch this free financial coaching video, then just go to imgwealthacademy.com. Again, that's imgwealthacademy.com. That's it. Now, let's go back to our episode.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Stage 4 is preservation. This is where you become an asset protector. Most of the time, this is the stage where senior executives and successful entrepreneurs in their 50s are. At this stage, your investing strategies should be, number one, to protect one's accumulated wealth by investing in less risky instruments, and two, to achieve enough passive income to be able to fully retire and be financially free. Mas nagpo-focus na tayo sa passive income. One of the things that a lot of people fail to do when it comes to preparing for retirement is to think about where will they get their income once they stop working. Usually, ang retirement fund, we build that through investing. But once we retire, we cannot just depend on the retirement fund. Although most of us will be lucky to have a large pension from our company, especially kung nagtrabaho sa isang multinational company, but many will realize na yung pension na ipoprovide ng SSS or GSIS, it will just be enough probably for our very essential cost or yung daily cost of living natin. And when we retire, hindi naman pwedeng nasa bahay lang tayo nanonood ng TV buong araw. This is the stage where we start to protect yung naipon na natin. Just like in the principle of bucket investing, as you reach your goal, dapat nag-i-invest ka sa mga less risky investment to be able to avoid yung mga volatility ng market. After yung stage 4, we go to the final stage, stage 5, which is yung disposition. And this is where you become a legacy bestower. Stage 5 basically is the stage of retirement. Retired and self-sufficient individuals who have been champions of investing and asset building. Your goals in life at this stage will be, one, to ensure that your wealth and legacy is properly bestowed to the next generation. Siyempre, sa mga anak mo, or kung meron kang inaalagaan na foundation or non-government organization, I met individuals kasama sa last will nila, a portion of their wealth, they are going to donate to their favorite charity or organization. Also, to serve as an inspiration for others so that they can also achieve the financial freedom that you currently enjoy. Ang sarap ng feeling if you really reach this stage, yung legacy bestower. Ang ganda nung pangalan, di ba? Legacy bestower. So basically, those are the five stages that ideally you should go through as an investor. Stage one is orientation, where you are an eager beginner. Stage two is exploration, where you become an investment apprentice. Stage three is accumulation, where you are a wealth builder. Stage four is yung preservation, where you become an asset protector. And lastly, stage five, disposition, where you become a legacy bestower. So the question now is, which stage are you on? Think about your status and investment portfolio and check where you are right now in these five financial stages. Are you on schedule? Late ka ba? Or perhaps you are ahead of your time. However, remember that where you are right now isn't as important as working to advance to the next stage. Yung binigay ko na age corresponding to the stages, those are the ideal scenario. Okay lang kung late ka. What is important is that you're working towards advancing to the next stage. Ano yung ginagawa mo ngayon para makamove ka dun sa next stage? So keep the momentum going, move forward, and see you at the finish line of financial freedom.
And that's the end of our episode. Thank you for listening. Please remember to click the follow button for the 80%. At share mo na rin ang episode na to sa mga friends mo. Kung may tanong or financial concern ka na gusto mong sagutin natin in an episode, you can contact me through our official website, the80percentpodcast.com. Muli, ako si Fitz Villafuerte at magsama-sama ulit tayo sa susunod nating episode. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.